ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभम व्यास शंकर मध्यमम शांति शांति Now we started the Bhashyam recently, and last half a big. So here, Shreyasaha Sadhana Vicharaha. Now we are into the enquiry into the means of attainment of Mokshaha. The enquiry into the means of attainment of moksha is actually enquiry into the very moksha also. So here the question is whether we need mere karma or whether we need mere knowledge or we need to combine them both or one should be backed by the other. Whether knowledge is the primary means and which should be backed by karma, or karma is the primary means which should be backed by knowledge, or both should be equally combined, or one itself is the means of attainment of moksha. This is the discussion which we started. And as I said, the first of all, Shankara Bhagavatpada beautifully presents in the opening Bhashyam itself, the five different views. What are they? Because last class was a lot of disturbance in listening. I felt disturbed maybe. So I want to start from the beginning. In page number 325, I have the youngest student now sitting in the class. Baby student. Okay. Atraitat, page number 3, okay, so your number must be different, sorry. Yeah. The opening commentary, the first opening sentence of the commentary. Atraitat chintyate. Page number 314. So atra, in this context of karma. Why it is karma? Because the first chapter, Siksha Valli, is connected with the karma only, the topic of karma. Because we saw ourselves before all 10 anuvakas. In fact, all 10 anuvakas discussed only the discipline of Parayanam, the Homa Mantraha, Japa Mantraha, meditations, and the attitudes that one should have towards things in life. These were the factors discussed in the Sikshavalli. Therefore, Sikshavalli is actually the subject matter associated, consists of the subject matter associated with the Karma Kanda. Therefore, in the context of Karma Kanda subject matter alone, now this new subject matter, the new topic is inquired into. For what? What is the purpose? For the discriminative understanding between knowledge and karma. Vidya karmanoho vivekartham etat chintyate. This enquiry itself is for understanding the different roles of karma and jnanam in attaining moksha. The first view of the karma kandis is kim karmabhyaha eva kevalebhyaha param shreyaha. Kim paramshayaha prapyaha kevalebhyaha karmabhyaha. So Param Shreyaha literally means the absolute good, ultimate good, which should be taken as Jnanam, that is Mokshaha. So does the ultimate good in terms of Moksha attainable as a result of mere karma? Because fifth case is used, it can be taken as third case also. So Swamiji used the word from pure karma. Next sentence is Uta or Vidya Savyapekshebhyaha Karmabhyaha Paramshayaha. Or is Mokshaha attainable by the knowledge backed by karma backed by knowledge? Then ahos with otherwise Vidya Karmabhyam Samhatabhyam. Or is Mokshaha accomplishable by combining both karma and jnanam equally? Then Vidyayava Karma Pekshaya. The fourth as view is, or is Moksha attainable by knowledge backed by karma? Uta Kevalaya Eva Vidyaya. Or is Mokshaha attainable only or by pure knowledge? Jnanam alone, is Jnanam alone enough for the attainment of Mokshaha? This is the fifth question. Like this, five different doubts are presented here. Now we are going to see one by one. First, Purapakshi comes, we see that in the disc of page number 315. In 315, now if you read 314, 315, all English translation and explanations, what are the five different views taken for discussion here will be very clear. Now, the first view is taken. So in page number 314, only the view, five different views are presented as what is that which is required for the attainment of Mokshaha. Now in page number 315, Amrini Shankar Bhagavatpada's commentary, which is the first view, is presented. So what does the first Purapakshi says? Purapakshi, the opponent of different view, the opponent of different view, Purapakshi, he presents his different view. Purapaksha is an opponent's view, is Purapakshaha. The opponent is Purapakshi. Now what is the view, different view? Tatra kevalebhya eva karmabhyaha syat. Kevalebhyaha karmabhyaha eva paramshayaha syat. Tatra, it means among all those five different views presented, among them, the Mokshaha is accomplishable only through karma. Only by performing karma, a person can attain Mokshaha. So in literal translation, Sailhalil Irindudan Moksham Adayapadihirathu. Not Sailhalil Irindu, Sailhal Moolam. So, Kevalebhyaha Karmabhyaha Eva Mokshaha Syat. Okay, and what does he say? He says, according to this Karmakandi, Karmakandi of course is a Vaidikaha. The person who accepts the Veda as the Pramanam. So he also takes the Veda as the Pramanam. And what is his view? He says, a person must study the entire Veda first and along with the Upanishads. And not only he should study the entire Veda, after Veda Adhyayanam, he must also understand the meanings of the entire Veda mantras, including Upanishads. So this person definitely will have self-knowledge by studying the entire Veda. And as a person of self-knowledge, having read the entire Veda, having read the Karma Kanda, having understood all about the karma, having studied the Upanishads, having also attained the self-knowledge, this person does not know what self-knowledge is, but he simply says, having attained the self-knowledge, then that person becomes purified person, pure soul, because knowledge makes him a pure person, a pure individual, who is free from all impurities. As a person of knowledge, being free from impurities, now he has got his Yajamana Samskaraha. Yajamana Samskaraha means the refinement required to be a performer of ritual. Okay, refinement, purification required to be a performer of a ritual. The qualification required is the Sattvi Yajamana Samskaraha. And because the person who has attained self-knowledge is the one who is eligible for performing karma. Then by performing karma as a pure individual, having the refinement required for performing the ritual, and he should perform karma throughout his life until the last breath. And he will earn punyam, and which will, as a result of that, this person will attain mokshaha. This is his view, diagonally opposite to what an Advaiti says. Let us see the sentence now. Samasta Vedartha Jnanavataha Karmadhikarat. Samasta Vedarthavan means the person of the knowledge of the meanings of entire Veda. The person who is endowed with the knowledge of the meaning of the entire Veda. Samasta Vedartha Jnanavan. And that person alone has adhikaraha, eligibility, qualification to perform karma. He alone is eligible to perform karma. Why? This knowledge of the meaning of the entire Veda makes him Yajamana Samskaravan, makes him the person who is refined enough to purify it enough to perform the ritual. And for which he also presents a quotation from Smriti Granthaha. I want to tell you, people who are listening to the Upanishad study Bhashyam first time, see, when people present their views in the Bhashyam, we can always see whoever presents his view, whether he is person of right view or wrong view, all of them to establish their views, to present their arguments effective, to make their arguments effective, they also present quotations from different textbooks. Especially, they will quote from Smriti or Shruti. If a person quotes a Shruti mantra or Smriti statement, which means his view is supported by accepted by Smriti or Shruti. That gives him a strength. So here also, he quotes, but this quotation is actually inappropriate. He says, Vedaha kritsno dhigantavyaha sarahasyo dvijanmana. So Manusmriti, quotation from Manusmriti. And then second chapter, somewhere some number is given. What does the Manusmriti say? He says, Kritsnaha Vedaha Adigantavyaha. Entire Veda must be studied. How? Sarahasyaha. Sarahasyaha means along with the hidden meaning in the Veda. Entire Veda along with the hidden meaning should be studied by one person who is a Dvijanma. Dvijanmana means by Dvijanma. by a dvijena. Dvijanmana means dvijena, by a brahmana. And who is this brahmana? Who is twice born, means one who is mature individual, one who has got his upanayanam samskara done, one who is eligible to perform the rituals, and one who has studied the entire Veda. The brahmana here is dvijanma, is a brahmana. Whoever has studied the entire Veda along with its hidden meanings, secret meanings, and that person naturally knows the value of dharma. He lives a life of dharma. Naturally, he is a brahmana. So by a person, entire Veda should be studied along with its meaning. This is the statement from Manusmriti. Iti smaranat. Okay. This is the statement of the Smriti. Therefore, adhigamascha sahopanishad arthena atmajnanadina. Saha Upanishad Arthena Atmajnanadina Adigamaha. So what he says, the person, what it implies is, a person should have the knowledge of the entire Veda along with the meaning of the Upanishads. Then he must have self-knowledge also. Atmajnanadina, he has Atmajnanam. He has knowledge of all the Upanishads. He has knowledge of the meaning of all the Karmakanda also. He must have. Adhigamaha means understanding. So understanding of the entire Veda, including the Upanishads, which includes also a person having self-knowledge. This is the qualification required for the performance of rituals. Vidwan yajate, vidwan yajayati. Iti cha vidushaha eva karman yadikaraha pradashyate sarvatra. He also states vidwan yajati means, vidwan means wise person. Vidwan means a learned scholar also is a vidwan. He need not be an atmajnani. He need not be a person of self-knowledge. But this person quote says, vidwan yajati, means the wise person performs a ritual. Vidwan yajayati, the wise person makes other people also perform rituals. Iti, this is what it is heard everywhere. Sarvatra pradashyate, this custom is shown everywhere. Therefore, vidushaha eva karmani adhikaraha. Only for a vidwan, there is eligibility in performing rituals. It means, what he says is, wise person, the atmajnani, the person who has attained self-knowledge, because going through the entire Veda, having knowledge of the entire Veda, this person alone is eligible to perform a ritual. Jnana, jnatva anushtanam. He also says another sentence. Jnatva anushtanam. Jnatva anushtanam means first having understood the meaning of the entire Veda. Having understood the self, then one must perform rituals. One must live a life of activities. And that, then that person performing rituals throughout his life, performing actions, when Parabdha gets exhausted, and he will attain moksha. This is his view, Karmakandi's view. Only view, okay? There's no reply for this. This is the view of a person. Is it clear? Say clear or not, Karmakandi's view must be very clear. Okay. And if you don't know what is explained in Sanskrit, read page 316, 317. What is given in two pages, I have made it very clear. Jnatva anushtanam. It is not a complete sentence. Okay. அறிந்த பிறகு செய்யப்பட கடைபிடிக்க வேண்டும். ஞாத்வா அனுஷ்டானம், ஹேவிங் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் தெர் மஸ்ட் பி ஃபாலோயிங் ஆஃப் வாட் ஹஸ் பீன் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட். ஒன் மஸ்ட் ஃபாலோ வாட் ஹஸ் ஒன் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் ஆர் ஒன் மஸ்ட் பர்ஃபார்ம் ரிச்சுவல்ஸ். ஒன் மஸ்ட் லிவ் அ லைஃப் ஆஃப் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ். திஸ் ஆல் ஹீ சேஸ். திஸ் இஸ் தி கர்மகாண்டிஸ் வியூ. நவ் ஹி கண்டினியூஸ் பேஜ் நம்பர் 317. கிருத்ஸ்னஸ்ச வேதஹ கர்மார்த்தஹ. He has not yet completed. He continues. Kritsnascha vedaha karmarthaha itihi manyante kechit. This karmakandi also presents the general view of some other people. Kechit manyante. Some other people think. What do they think? The entire vedaha. Karmarthaha. Kritsnaha vedaha means entire Vedaha, Karmartha, is meant for the performance of rituals. The entire Vedaha is ultimately meant for the performance of rituals. Karmartha, Krishnaha Vedaha. Kimartam Krishnaha Vedaha asti, Krishnaha Vedaha, Karmartham eva asti, Karmartha, is meant for the performance of rituals only. Okay? Iti, thus think some people. Some people are of this view. They think this way. Karma bhyaha chet paramshayaha na apyate. Na vedaha anarthakaha syat. And what he says, suppose if mokshaha is not accomplishable through the performance of rituals, or by performing rituals, if mokshaha is not attainable, paramshayaha na apyate, na apyate. If moksha is not attained, paramshayaha na apyate. If moksha is not attained, as a result of karma, karmabhyaha, then vedaha anarthakaha syat. Then entire Veda itself becomes meaningless. If moksha is not attained as a result of performing rituals, then entire Veda becomes meaningless. Vedaha anarthakaha syat. So what does he mean by that? Veda should not be meaningless. Veda should not be considered meaningless. Veda is not meaningless. Veda is meaningful. Veda is meaningful means one must attain moksha by performing rituals. Why? Because some people are of this view that the entire Veda is meant for the performance of rituals. Okay, this much is the view. It's all Pura Pakshi Karmakandi's view. So you must remember again, entire Vedaha must be studied, and the entire Veda is meant for the performance of rituals. And if moksha is not attained as a result of performance of rituals, the entire Veda will become meaningless. Vedaha anarthakaha syat. This is all Karmakandi's view. Is it clear? Number one view is complete. Okay. Now Siddhantaha. Now, first he has to be shut up. Okay. So first answer has to be given. People will come and confuse. Already we are confused enough. So now confusion has to be removed. So now Siddhantaha answer comes. Na. So whenever na, it is Shankaracharya. Okay. Na means what? No. Nityatvat mokshasya. You must learn how they present the arguments. Nityatvat mokshasya. He says, Shankaracharya, how many times to tell you? Huh? Karma karma is time bound in nature. Therefore, result of karma also will be time bound. And we are not interested in the moksha, which is time bound. And what we have been studying, mokshaha nityaha. Moksha is eternal. Moksha is eternal means what? Moksha is timeless. Moksha is not even attained. Moksha is something which is already there. We only have to discover it. Therefore, moksha is of the nature of eternity. Due to its eternal nature, mokshasya nityatvat, moksha cannot be a result of action. Why moksha cannot be attained by karma? Why karma is time bound? So time bound karma cannot produce timeless moksha. Therefore, time bound karma cannot be a means of attainment of timeless moksha, because moksha is timeless. Is the first answer he gives. You must actually write the full sentence and clean it, keep it. Nityatvat, mokshasya nityatvat. First answer. Then he says, nityaha hi mokshaha ishyate. Nityaha hi mokshaha ishyate. He indeed, nityaha mokshaha, timeless freedom is what is wanted. Ishyate is desired. What is desired by all of us, all the human beings, is not moksha which comes and goes, but the moksha desired by all of us is nityaha, eternal freedom. Everlasting moksha alone is desired by all the people. Nityaha mokshaha ishyate sarvaihi. Whereas, and moksha also is of the nature of eternity. Moksha is eternal, permanent, timeless. Whereas karma is well-known fact, karma is time-bound. Therefore, result of karma also is time-bound. Therefore, karma cannot be a means of attainment of moksha. Point number one. Next. He himself explains, karma karyasya anityatvam prasiddham loke. Karma karyasya anityatvam loke prasiddham asti. Karma means action. Karma karyam means product of action, result of action. Karma karyasya anityatvam. Anityatvam means what? Limitation. Okay, time limitation. The result, product of action, the result of action being time bound. Anityatvam means what now? Anityatvam means time bound nature. Loke prasiddham. It is well known in the world. It is well known in the world that result of action is anityam. Karma phalam anityam. Karma karyam anityam iti loke prasiddham. Karma karasya anityatva means what? The result of action having the status of being time bound in nature is well known in the world. He continues. Result of action is time bound in nature. Okay. This is well known in the world. Then one more sentence he says. Karma bhyaha chet shreyaha. Karma bhyaha chet shreyaha nityam syat. Tacha anishtam. Karma bhyaha chet shreyaha nityam syat. Tacha anishtam. He says, if the eternal freedom, nityam shreyaha, if this eternal freedom, eternal mokshaha, is attainable by karma, means tatricha anishtam, that is not desired. Desire means what? That is anishtam should taken as that is not acceptable. You can't say what he says. Karmabhyas cheyo nityam, karmabhyaha chet shreyaha nityam syat. Tat cha anishtam. If you say, if it is said that moksha is attainable by performing rituals or through rituals, then that is not acceptable. Anishtam means what? That is not desired. That is not desired means that is not acceptable. Why? It is very well known. Karma is time bound. Karma is anityam. Karma phalam is anityam. It is well known fact in the world. Therefore, and that moksha attain eternal moksha, everlasting freedom cannot be attained as a result of karma. If at all you say that is not acceptable, it's not right, you're wrong. How can time-bound action produce everlasting freedom? Now he gives a quotation. Now Shankaracharya also gives a presence a quotation. See, this is the style. Whenever a person presents any of his view, he must present in support of his view, he must present one quotation. He says, Chandogya Upanishad, 8th chapter, 1st section, 6th mantra. He says, quotes, Tad yateha karma chito lokaha kshiyate iti nyaya anugrihita shuti virodhat. Okay, beautiful. You must listen to this carefully. Okay. Yatha tad yatha. He gives a quotation. Why do we not accept this? The reason has to be given. He says, karma chito lokaha kshiyate. Lokaha means not the world. Literally, the lokaha means world. But here it should be understood as result of action. Any result of action, any object, lokaha means any object which is attainable or attained as a result of karma is called karma chitaha lokaha. The result of action, result or an object attained by performing a ritual as a result of an action, the kshiyate. Kshiyate means the subject to perish. It perishes. Any object, any result attained as a result of action perishes. Who says this? Chandogya Upanishad says this. Karma chito lokaha kshiyate. Even if it is a higher loka, even if it is Sarga loka, even if it is a Brahma loka, or whichever loka, or whichever object of desire, a person attains as a result of karma, as a result of his efforts, that result definitely perishes. Comes to an end. It will not last long. This is the meaning of the mantra. Karma chito lokaha kshiyate. Okay. And this statement also is a Vedantic statement. It's not simply a Vedantic statement, which also has the support of the logic, supported by reasoning. This statement is not only Vedantic statement, it's supported by the reasoning also. Nyaya anugrihita shrutihi. Nyaya means reasoning. Nyayena anugrihitaha blessed shrutihi. Okay, this statement is what? This statement is a statement which is logic, which is supported by the logic also, reasoning also. And what you say, moksha is attainable as a result of karma, is your statement contradicts this Vedantic statement. Okay, virodhat means what now? Due to the contradiction of your statement, which contradicts this Vedantic Chandogya Upanishad Shruti, your view is not acceptable. Is it clear? Say yes or no. Okay.
Meaning?
Yeah?
Karma chitta. Can you explain again, please?
Karma, karma na chitaha, karma chitaha.
What is chitta?
Chitaha means attained, collected.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, collected as a result of action. So, nyayena anugrihitaha, anugrihita shruti, nyaya anugrihita shruti. The shruti means Vedantic or Vedic statement which has the support of the reasoning or logic. Logical support is Nyaya Anugrita Shrutihi. And your statement contradicts this statement. It has Shruti Virodaha. Virodhat means due to the contradiction. Your state contradiction with this statement, Vedic statement, your view is not acceptable. Is it clear? Na anishtam, na ishtam. See, I want to tell you what he says. That quotation is a beautiful mantra. Just as any result which we gain as a result of action in this world, that perishes. So also even the lokas, higher lokas, attainable by performing rituals and practice of meditation, etc., all any world including Brahmaloka happens to be the result of the rituals and meditations. They all time bound in nature because they all perish. Any result of any action in any form is subject to perish. That's what he means. Therefore, your view cannot be accepted. So, their view is called Aika Bhavika Vadaha. The Karmakandi's Vada is called Aika Bhavika Vadaha. Aika Bhavika Vadaha. Means what? Karma is the only means of attaining moksha. Okay. Now, Karmakandi wants to say, now he will not accept his failure. That's the problem, isn't it? Failure cannot be accepted. So he has to come with some different view, different plan. Now he comes with a different karma plan. Let us see what is his karma plan. Now, he says, now you have to remember all the introductory talks I gave you. If you do not remember, let me tell you again, before we enter into this topic. We have different types of karmani, rituals prescribed in the Shastram. What are they? Nitya Naimittika Karmani. Then Patishiddha Karmani. Then Kamya Karmani. Okay? Nitya Naimittika Karmani, Patishiddha Karmani, and Kamya Karmani. Okay, so here mainly three types of karma. We have, of course, Prayaschitta Karma also we have. We'll see them later on. Nitya karma, naimittika karma come under one category. Okay. Nitya naimittika karmani means the rituals which should be performed regularly, some daily, some occasionally. The rituals which must be choicelessly, compulsorily performed, followed daily, or some of them occasionally, but regularly they must be followed. They are known as Nitya Naimittika Karmani. Unless you understand this, I can't enter into the next step. Next one, Nitya Naimittika Karmani. And Pratishiddha Karmani means the actions which should be compulsorily prohibited. Patishiddha karmani or nishiddha karmani. Then kamya karmani or the rituals. Kamya karmani are the rituals which a person should perform in order to fulfill his specific desires. So kamya karmani are the rituals which a person should perform in order to fulfill his desires. This kamya karmani is optional. If a person has a desire, he can perform kamya karma in order to get his desire fulfilled. Or if a person does not have desire for a specific thing, he does not need to perform it. It is optional. A person has an option. If he wants to specifically fulfill his desire, then he can perform kamya karma. Whereas pratishiddham karma or nishiddham karma means prohibited actions which should be prohibited by all compulsorily. Similarly, nityam karma, naivittikam karma, these karmas which should be compulsorily performed by all, some nitya karmas are daily, they must be regularly performed. Naimittika karmas are the also rituals which should be compulsorily performed regularly but occasionally. Okay. So compulsorily performed or nitya naimittika karmas. Compulsorily prohibited or patishiddha karmas. Optionally. Okay. This is all we have. And Pura Pakshi comes and says, suppose he gives his karma plan. What the karma plan? If I perform regularly nitya naimittika karmas, then I will not attract any. Let me tell you another rule also. The Shastram says, if a person performs nitya naimittika karmas, if a person does not perform nitya karma, one will attract pratyavaya papam. Let me tell you, non-performance of nitya naimittika karmas will result in the accumulation of pratyavaya papam. So if I do not perform what compulsorily should be performed, nitya karma, naimittika karma, then a person will have pratyavaya dosha, pratyavaya papam. This is reason number one. Okay. And if a person performs, the person avoids the papa karma, pratishiddha karma, then he will not attract the papam. Papam. So what does it mean? Non-performance of nitya naimittika karma will result in the papam, attainment of papam. Performance of patishiddha karma will result in the attainment of papam. And the performance of kamya karma will produce the punyam. So what he says, Pura Pakshi's plan. Very nice, very good. I will do regularly my nitya naimittika karmas so that I will not attract papam. I will not perform any wrong prohibited actions, so I will not attract any papam. I will not perform any kamya karma also, so I will not have any punyam. So in my account there will be no papam, no punyam. Therefore, I need not be born again. Is it clear? What is the rule? If you have punyam or papam, you have to be born to exhaust the punya papam. Isn't it? Very interesting plan. Huh? If you have, what Shastram says, the birth itself, what is this birth for? every time we are born, to exhaust our punya papams. Okay, to exhaust the punya papam alone, we are born. Our birth is determined by our punya papam. So we are born to exhaust the punya papam. Now what he says, suppose if I live my life, this is my karma plan. Please listen to me. My karma plan. Karma kant is karma plan. No performance. See, he says, regularly, strictly performing, compulsorily, I'll perform all nityamittika karmas carefully. So what? I can avoid papam. Then I will not do anything wrong. I'll avoid all prohibited actions. So I will not incur papam. It may occur no papam. Then I will not perform any kamya karma. So I will not have any punyam also in my account. So no kamya karma performance, no punyam. No padishuddha karma performance, no papam. So performance of nityamittika karma, therefore no papam. So in my account, there will not be any punyam or papam. So I will be free from, without any punya papam, I will attain moksha. This is my karma plan. Happily, he is, Shankara is going to say now, stupid. Put it outside. He is going to say that. Okay. Have you got his plan? Have you understood the plan? Okay. Now I'm going to read it. Okay. I've explained to you what he is going to say. Now let me read it now. He says, interesting. Kamya pratishiddayoho anarambhat. Kamya pratishiddayoho anarambhat. Arabdasya cha karmanaha upabhogena kshayat. Nitya anushtanat cha. Three things he has. Beautiful. He says, kamya pratishiddayoho anarambhat. Okay, anarambha means non-performance. By not performing kamya karmas and pratishiddha karmas, by avoiding thoughtfully the kamya karmas and pratishiddha karmas, the nitya anushtanat, by nitya anushtanat means what? By performing nitya karma. Okay, by performing nitya naimittika karmas, nitya anushtanat, by performing nitya karma, karma pratishiddayoho anarambhat, by not performing kamya karma and pratishiddha karma, which means by not performing, by avoiding prohibited actions and kamya karmas, by performing nitya karmas, then what happens? No, tat pratyavaya anupapattehe, by avoiding pratyavaya dosha, and paradha karma also will be exhausted in this janma itself. Look at this. Karmanaha upabhogena arabdasya karmanaha. Arabdha karma means paradha karma. Arabdasya karmanaha upabhogena kshayat. What he says, Listen, please listen to me like this. He says, no, by living this present life, all my paradha karma will get exhausted. Okay? This is karma plan. By I'm going to live this whole life, my paradha karma will get exhausted in this life itself, finished. So I will be careful, I will not have any agami karma. Why? I will not have pratyavaya papam. Because I am going to sincerely perform all my nitya karmas. So I will not do any kamya karma. So no more punyam. I will not do any prohibited actions for no papam. In this janma, I will not accumulate any new punyam or papam. I will have my paradha exhausted in this life. I will not accumulate new agami. Therefore, jnana nirapekshaha eva mokshas. Mokshaha, Therefore, moksha does not require jnanam. He does not want jnanam. He does not want to study Upanishads, okay? So, moksha jnana nirapeksha. Jnana nirapeksha. He does not require it at all. Moksha does not require. We don't need to our heads to, okay, to attain jnanam. All that you need is, you should not have punyam and in order not to be born again. How to avoid punya papam? This is karma plan. Do only nitya karma. Then you avoid pratyavaya papam. Avoid the prohibited actions, so no papam. So avoid the also kamya karmas, no punyam. If I do not accumulate any punya papam in this life, my paradha gets exhausted in this life. So no agami punya papam. So I need not be born again. Therefore, that is not moksha. Therefore, where is the question of jnanam? Why do I need jnanam for moksha? Let us follow this my karma plan. Is it clear?
That's my view as well, Swamini.
Eh?
That's my view as well, Swamini.
So you are wrong. Don't worry. You join the group. Shankara will refute you soon. Okay. Okay. Now Shankaracharya's answer. First, how does he begin? Na. Every time Pura Pakshi says something, Shankara will say, no. I like the way Shankara says no. Okay. See, this also explained to you earlier. See, I'm repeating it again. It means the introduction to Upanishad. That Bhashyam, I did explain this to you. Again, we are going to see. Now, Shankaracharya, let me tell you in English first before I read it. See, Pura Pakshi completely forgot about Sanchitam Karma. Okay? He forgot about Sanchitam Karma. He does not know still we have Sanchitam in the account. Okay. First thing. Shankaracharya says, it is not possible at all to avoid all Kamya Karmas and also Pratishiddha Karmas, even the prohibited actions, which we should not be done at all, even though we do not want to do, it is not at all possible to avoid all the prohibited actions. It is not at all possible to avoid all the Kamya Karmas. They cannot be avoided. Why they cannot be avoided? Shankaracharya says, as long as ignorance is, so long will there be doership and enjoyership. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, those notions will be there. And because of these notions, as long as these notions are there, as long as one's ajnanam is there, as it is not possible for a person to resolve the desires for good. As long as ajnanam is there, so long will there be wrong identity, so long will there be common human fundamental problem, so long will there be desire, fundamental desire, so long will there be desires. It is impossible to undo our desires. It is even the laziest person will have some desires. So there will not be a person who is completely free from the hold of disease. Only jnani alone is free from disease, because jnani alone is free from sense of limitation centered on I. So unless and until we have jnanam, unless and until we have resolved the sense of limitation centered on I, it is impossible for a person to be free from desires. And as long as desires are, it is very difficult for a person not to do any kamya karma at all. Not to do any prohibited actions also. This is the number one. Second reason Shankaracharya gives. Further, one's karma phalam, okay, the karma phalam, all one's karma phalams cannot be exhausted at all. You know, one sanchita karma, agami karma, all the karmas become exhausted for good, totally resolved for good only in the wake of the jnanam. As long as ajnanam is, one has sanchitam karma, you completely forgot sanchitam karma. Sanchitam karma is still there. Only prarabdha karma phalam can be exhausted in the present life. Everybody exhausts only the prarabdha karma in this life. While exhausting the prarabdha karma, definitely one accumulates the agami karma phalam also. Sanchita karma also still there. So all the karmas do not become exhausted in this present karma life itself. Second reason. The third reason he gives. Third reason is, the karma, see nitya karma, he says, nitya karma, naimittika karmas, when they are done, okay, if a person performs nitya karmitika karmas, he says they do not produce any punya, papam. That's true. Performance of nitya naimittika karmas will help one avoid the prayaschitta, pratyavaya papam, that is true. But performance of nitya naimittika karmas will definitely produce phalam. Okay? Definitely produce phalam. Because any karma should produce a result. The punyam will be there. Even to exhaust, papam you can avoid. But punyam will be there still. And then punyam one has to exhaust. Therefore, you can't say nitya naimittika karmas, performance of nitya naimittika karmas will not produce the papam, but definitely will produce the punyam. That punyam has to be exhausted, even for that one has to be born. Therefore, what he wants to say, so sanchita karma is there still, which has to be exhausted. Sanchita karma will come next, next set of paradha will be ready. So in this life, all that one can do is one can exhaust the parabdha karma. That's all. There's no way of totally exhausting all the karmas in this life itself. Sanchita karma is there and agami karma also will be there. Why? Even the nityamitya karma person performs also, the punyam is there. That punyam definitely will produce. Punyam also has to be exhausted, for which moksha is not possible. Second thing, he says, as long as ajnanam is there, ignorance is there, so long will there be desires. And as long as desires are there, it is impossible for a person to remain without doing any kamya karma. Therefore, definitely one must be producing more karma phalam in this Janma also. The person produces karma phalam and he has to exhaust the karma phalam, for which he has to be born again. Therefore, merely by performing karma, merely avoiding certain karmas, using your karma plan, moksha cannot be attained. This is the Shankaracharya's answer. Is the answer clear? Okay. Now, I'm going to read that what his answer is. Tacha na. No, your karma plan is not acceptable. Why? Sesha karma sambhavat. Tannamitta shariraantarotpattihi. Prapnoti iti pratyuktam. Sesha karma sambhavat. தன்னிமித்த சரீரோந்தர உற்பத்தி. சேஷ கர்மா மீன்ஸ் சஞ்சித கர்மா. சஞ்சித கர்மா ஸ்டில் இஸ் தேர் இன் ஒன்ஸ் அக்கவுண்ட். ஈவன் தோ பிராரப்தா இஸ் எக்ஸாஸ்டட், சேஷ கர்ம சம்பவாத், பிகாஸ் சஞ்சித கர்மா இஸ் தேர் இன் ஒன்ஸ் அக்கவுண்ட், இன் ஆர்டர் டு எக்ஸாஸ்ட் சஞ்சித கர்மா, சரீராந்தர உற்பத்தி, ஓகே, ப்ரொடக்ஷன் ஆஃப் அனதர் பாடி இஸ் தேர். The result, the punyam or papam, the karma phalam which is required for the production of another body is there. Therefore, definitely one will have another body, which means there is no mokshaha. Karma seshasya cha nitya anushtanena avirodhat. Shayanupapattihi iti cha. கஷய அனுபபத்தி. அகெய்ன் கர்ம சேஷஸ்ய ச நித்ய அனுஷ்டானேன அவிரோதாத் கஷய அனுபபத்தி. தி எக்ஸாஷன் ஆஃப் சஞ்சித கர்ம இஸ் நாட் பாசிபிள் இன் திஸ் லைஃப். Exhaustion of the entire karma sesha means the entire hanchita karma is not possible merely by performing nitya karma in this life. So sesha karma sambhavat tannimitta shariraantarotpattihi prapnoti iti pratyuktam. Sesha karma means the balance karma. Okay, because of that, we always have remaining karma. Only parabdha karma is exhausted here. Sesha karma sambhavat. Due to the remaining karma phalam in our account, tannimitta shariraantara utpattihi. In order to exhaust that remaining karma phalam, there will be another body. Definitely one attains another body. Karma seshasya nityanushtena nityanushtanena avirodhat. Again, a person cannot avoid the accumulation of punyam just by avoiding the kamya karma. Even if a person does not perform any kamya karma, by performing nitya karma also, one definitely accumulates punyam. Therefore, punyam also, kshaya anupapattihi. It is not possible to have the nil account of punyam. Punyam also will be there. Therefore, if punyam also will be there, and sanchita karma also will be there, therefore, it is not possible to avoid the body, next body. So moksha is not possible. I've already explained to you, okay? Now I'm reading it. Yachoktam. I'm reading page number 325. Yachoktam. Samasta Vedartha Jnanavataha Karmadhikara Dityadichi Tachana. Again, Shankaracharya says, Yachcha uktam samasta vedartha jnanavataha karmadhikaradi ityadi tachana. Again, what you said, the big story. Your story is unacceptable. What is the story? One must have the knowledge of the entire Veda. One must attain self-knowledge. One must become purified to perform ritual. That also, the story also, it is not true. It's acceptable. ஸ்ருத ஞான வெதிரேகாத் உபாசனஸ்ய ஸ்ருத ஞான மாத்ரேணஹி கர்மணி அதிக்ரியதே ந உபாசனம் அபேக்ஷதே. நோபாசனம் அபேக்ஷதே. சோ வாட் ஹி சேஸ், This particular point I'll explain to you next class. So, as you said, for a person who has the knowledge of the entire Veda, the qualification to do karma is there, etc. Okay? It is not right. It is not true. Even if a person has the entire Veda Jnanam, and if he is an Atma Jnani, then he is qualified to perform karma. That is not a fact. This is not correct. This is not right. Because, and then, second thing he says, see, Purva Pakshi is confused. The word Upasanam and Jnanam, two different words. Upasanam means mental activity. Jnanam is knowledge. Therefore, he says, Shuddha Jnana Vyatirekad Upasanasya. Shuddha Jnanam means knowledge attained through, attained as a result of listening to the Upanishads is different from Upasana, meditation. Okay? Knowledge attained through or attained by listening to the unfoldment of the Upanishads is called Shuddha Jnanam. Shuddha Jnanam means what? Knowledge attained by listening to the unfoldment of the Upanishads. That knowledge is different from Upanishad, the Upasana, meditation. Shuddha Jnana Matrena Karmani Adhikriyate Na Upasana Apekshate. So here, one more thing he says. He also says, actually, having the knowledge of the entire Veda, one does not, Shuddha Jnanam also means having the knowledge of the entire Veda. Shuddha Jnanam, entire knowledge of the entire Veda is not required. Karmakanda, Shuddha Jnanam here also means by having the knowledge of the Karmakanda alone, that is different from Upasanam. For performing a ritual, one does not need Upasanam. See, what he was saying, first Purva Pakshi was saying, one has to have the knowledge of the entire Veda, one must study the Upanishads also, one must have the knowledge of the Upanishads also, then one must attain self-knowledge, then he becomes purified, and he becomes eligible for performing karma. That point, now Shankaracharya refutes. To perform ritual, if a person has knowledge of the Karmakanda, that is enough. He does not need to really have knowledge of the entire Veda. Okay, Shuddha Jnanam means what he should know. The Shuddha Jnanam, the knowledge of the Karmakanda is different from the knowledge of the Upasanam. Does not even need Upasanam to perform a ritual. Only for performing Upasanam, he needs knowledge of the Upasanam. Practice Upasanam, he needs knowledge of the Upasanam. To perform a ritual, a person does not require really Upasanam also. Therefore, a person need not study Upanishads, need not have knowledge of the Upanishads. One does not need self-knowledge to perform a ritual. All that the person needs to know, what he needs is the knowledge of the Karmakanda to perform the ritual. That does not mean a person has attained Jnanam or Moksha. There is no such a thing called a person must be purified to perform karma. What a person needs to perform karma is the knowledge of the karma, Karmakanda. That is what is important. That is enough, he says, in this context. But all the points I explained to you already, but again I will read from page number 327, the next class. Okay? I'm going to stop here. You have any doubts in this? Anybody wants to ask any questions? Anybody has any questions? No questions?
Can I, Swamini, can I ask a question about the last class?
Yeah.
At the end you said performing karma.
Yeah.
Without jnanam will accumulate papam.
Did I say that last class?
I think so, Swamini. Performing action without jnana is...
No. I only mentioned last class. I didn't even say anything because the class was so broken.
No, I meant the one before. The one before.
No. I don't think I would have said that. Let me tell you. Performing karma... No. I didn't say that. Pura Pakshi has a view that I mentioned in last class.
No, last class was abandoned. One before that.
No, I don't know what, I don't remember now what I said before.
Okay.
But let me make it very clear. So today I haven't done much. I just first presented Pura Pakshi's view and Shankaracharya's answer. One answer must be, one view has been mentioned. And Pura Pakshi has come with a new, his karma plan. Okay, for that, I answer also I have given you already. But I haven't yet read that portion. Okay. The thing is, we have to understand first what the views are, because the sentences are not complete sentences. They leave half the way. So what we should understand, this is very important to understand for us also. See, karmas are, first, there are four types of karmas. Nityam karma, Naimittikam karma. Shankara Bhagavatpada combines them as one. He does not talk about Naimittika karma separately. He puts them all together as one karma, Nitya karma. So Nitya karma in Shankara's commentary is inclusive of Naimittikam karma also. Nitya Naimittika karmas. Okay, one. Second one is Kamya karma. And third one is Pratishiddham karma. You can take either way. Nitya karma, Nitya Naimittika karma, number one. Nitya Naimittika karmani. Then Pratishiddha karmani. Then Kamya karmani. We have Prayaschitta karmani also. But Prayaschitta karmani, we don't need to include here. Prayaschitta karma is a karma which is performed for neutralizing the papa karma. It's a different one. Leave it. Now, these are three important karmas. Karmani. Shastram talks about Nitya Naimittika karmani, Pratishiddha karmani, Pratishiddha or Nishiddha karmani. Then, non-performance of Nitya Naimittika Karmani will result in accumulation of papam. And the papam is called Pratyavaya Doshaha. Avoiding the Nitya Naimittika Karmas will result in Pratyavaya Papam. If I do not do what I should be doing, it will result in Pratyavaya Papam. Okay. So Naimittika Karmas also, if you do not perform Naimittika Karma also, it will result in Pratyavaya Papam. They all Nitya Naimittika Karmani. Now, so Pura Pakshi says, okay, if I consciously perform Nitya Naimittika Karmani, so I will not accumulate any Papam. Okay, one can avoid the accumulation of papam by performing Nitya Naimittika Karmani. That is good. One must perform, so one can avoid papam. Then, Pratishiddha Karmani or Nishiddha Karmani. One can consciously, thoughtfully avoid prohibited actions. Thereby, one can avoid accumulating papam. If a person performs, does anything which is prohibited, it will result in accumulation of papam. If a person consciously avoids the prohibited actions, nishiddha karmani or pratishiddha karmani, one can avoid papam. And what should performed for ritual? A ritual performed a specific desire. Is called